Sweet. Must mean we're on outside the pizza box.
Yeah.
Somebody that just loves you noticed that, right? At least inform Jason, my fine engineer, Pizza Box Mike here, and you are tuned into 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, which is Devil Radio in Madison, and also 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw. Ca-ca! And I don't have that list, but I see that list on the window. We'll talk about that. Thanks for pointing that out. Wow. We're being stalked here down at the station. I'm not. That's pretty cool. But anyway, I'm going to tell you. It should be all about advancing truth to power. And we're going to do it on the fastest hour in radio. The best that we can. If you have any ideas on how to do that, folks, you feel free to call in at 844-967-2789. I know who's not calling in today.
How was your week, man? How you doing?
You know, it was kind of, it was like everybody else's. I guess somebody made an announcement down in Florida about something. We knew that was coming.
Florida man makes announcement.
Page 26.
Classic.
I don't know if they know that, but Florida, DeSantis, man, he should have been working all this time about, truth to power here. Climate change down there in Florida, folks. I see the projected map, and it's like 2/3 of Florida is going to be like new shark territory. But then I already told you by 2050, Shark Week is right here off the coast of Wisconsin. If anybody's still here,
they'll find sharks in their basements instead of alligators, right? Or in their yards. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
No, I feel pretty good about this week. There's not much truth in the Republican Party, if any. It's not based on truth. So what can we do as people, right? That we advance the truth towards the people at the top. And you know what happens is it kind of brings them down to where they really are. Weak-ass liars, spineless traitors, manipulators. I mean, who wants to vote for somebody that can't be who they're supposed to be? Now, you may not like who I am, but I am who I am, and I don't try to be anybody else. And why would I? The individuality of that a legislator could have for the people that are in their district. And they don't do that, okay? They just don't do that. So if you're voting for somebody, and I don't care which side of the aisle you come from, whatever walk of life you're in, if you know that that person is not being completely open and honest, you should probably tell them, I don't think you want to keep running your campaign this way. You need to talk to the people that don't think like the DCCC. Or, oh my God, thank you, Nancy Pelosi stepping down from power, right? From leadership. Well, part of that might be ego, after being the... But I watched her, come on, people. From homemaker to house speaker. Yeah, from multimillionaire homemaker. Must have been rough, raising those kids. There is a thing called privilege in this country, people. Predominantly white, but if you got a lot of money, man, you can be above the law. Now, I was making negative posts for Pelosi for quite some time because, quite honestly, Nancy Pelosi, as a progressive, has been obstructing for a long time. She's done really well for that high-income middle class that pretty much represents her district. And she's also been on the bills, and she's compromised. She has compromised with evil. And people that have been well off were able to get relief when they didn't need it or deserve it. And you know what I'm talking about. All these tax write-offs, all these... Man, Ron Johnson, after he won the election, next day he's down in his Florida house. What? He's got a vacation farm. Does he have one in China and Russia, too? Because I know he likes to visit those places and do business with them and then try to project all this anti-America stuff onto people that aren't in his party. Yes, first and foremost, it was Mandela Barnes, and the racism really was the key to that. Isn't that sad? But, more truth in Wisconsin? Number one in alcoholism. Ain't no denying. What do we have? 45 of the top 50 drunkest counties in America. Passing laws during COVID to make it easier to get one to take home with you. You know, kind of bypassing that open intoxicant kind of rule because nobody's going to drink that on the way home. I mean, why else would they be taking one home with them? Can't they get a drink when they get home? Or better yet, just stay home. That's the truth, people. It's embarrassing. I'm an alcoholic. Have been probably since birth. You know, my grandpa was, and all his brothers were, and my dad was before I never saw him being an alcoholic. By that time, he had quit. I guess my mom kicked his ass one night when he came home drunk and left him outside, and he did crazy stuff like I did when I drank. Very competitive, right? You just got to go out and be, you know, funny and wild and crazy. And eventually that, I'll tell you what it did for me. It made me into a liar. I'll admit it. And I started doing that at an early age. You know, a couple bucks out of mom's purse or something like that. Really? Yeah, you know, those were the character traits I had. So it's easy for me to spot people that aren't being honest. Truthfully. I did it enough and real, you know, it took me a long time to develop into a real human being. To understand and have empathy for other people and respect for everything that's theirs that would devastate them or make them feel harmed in any way, shape, or form by you taking it from them. Like how this country was established, okay? Taking it away from people that already lived here and bringing people from other countries as slaves to develop the country. The Republicans don't want you woke. Shouldn't that be alarm for you right there? Republicans don't want you woke. Oh, that's woke. No, it's called the truth, man. That's why, you know, there's nothing wrong with the truth. I thought we were further along, but we have regressed. And I've watched it through my whole life, man, be it the environment, be it civil service the way it used to be, and civil servants and legislators and people that, you know, could be trusted. Hell, man. But there's a reason why the music from the 70s is still, you know, effective in 2022. It's because it hasn't changed. The police have always been violent against the people here. This is Murder Nation. Okay, nobody else, not even close to how many people that decide to take another person's life in this country. You know, you'd think that'd be, and I was watching that guy, the head of the FIFA, because the World Cup's going off and people are complaining because there's no beer, right? You can't have beer. And again, you know, these guys are like, you know, 3 hours, I think you can make it. But then he pointed out the hypocrisy of the United States. And I'm like, yes. The rest of the world knows. Only the people here walk around with the pride that they have that they should be embarrassed of and should want to change that. Set the record straight. Not rewrite history like the Republicans are trying to do. To make you believe that this land was better because it would be further right than it is right now? Never! Fascism is not cool, folks. Just look at the world, okay? You think that living in these countries where, you know, they have soldiers that come out and kill people during protests, you don't see any of that happening here in America? Like, you know, Rittenhouse deciding to shoot a few people because they were peacefully protesting and it turned into whatever riot, and no Democrat has ever said, hey, man, let's go do some damage to property. Let's go burn some stuff. And yet every time something like that happens, especially if the person is brown, well, that's a Democrat that did that. Huh? No, that's not. But on the other hand, Republicans encouraging people to get violent in the streets to respond to people that are protesting. A cop shooting a young black man 7 times in the back with his children in the back seat. And then, well, he had a knife. Well, he had this. Well, he was a sexual predator. You guys do that every single time. And it has nothing to do with politics. But it does when you consider what Republicans have done to try and keep people poor and impoverished and make it more likely for those kind of things to happen, right? Yeah, you've heard people call it the inner city. Oh, you mean the one that you guys deny everything to? I mean, you ever been to the streets where people are poor? When I saw them a few years back in Milwaukee, you know, it's still the Scott Walker. I mean, how do these people even navigate getting to their homes? I mean, literally, there's like 3-foot humps in the road, and then there's like 2-foot drop-offs on the other side, and you got to kind of like weave your... It's a, look like a war zone, man. Look like Ukraine.
Yeah, as long as they don't see it, right? They don't have to worry.
Oh, yeah, hey, don't build the rebuild infrastructure for those people. You know, let's just keep building mansions and giving tax cuts to the wealthy and let them come here and just exploit the state for everything. But mostly the resources there. Oh, yeah, we love to just pound on your resources. You know, give away billions of dollars to Foxconn, something that never was going to pan out. No other state would do it, and we get mocked at by it. But hey, let's cancel the train before that, right, Scott Walker? Because nobody can use high-speed rail, you know, especially during, like, you know, these times where climate change and fuel dependence, right? Fossil fuel dependence, right, Ron Johnson? Oh, no, not the attack on fossil fuels again by Democrats. Yes, the attack on fossil fuels by most Democrats. Not Joe Manchin. Not a few others. So when I see somebody step down that I've watched my whole life, well, you know, I've been for, what was it, 40 years for Nancy Pelosi?
It was a lot. Probably
come on,
a few
people.
Too many, but.
And everybody that's ever gone there, and even the people, you know, I hate it because there are a lot of people that go to Washington to do the people's work. They're called progressives, okay? They're not these people saying, nah, we can't go too far. They're the ones that say, nah, man, you want to shut down the government to get off another tax write-off, man? For the wealthy? Damn, dude, we got a long way to go. Truth to power. Everyday people. That's what needs to advance to the top. No more of this. Wow. Do people, I'm going to lay some more truth on people in the state of Wisconsin. We took a dive under Scott Walker and the Republicans. If you haven't figured that out. I mean, this guy was corrupt from the start, right? The secret router, the people working on the state's time to try and get him elected. All these things that he did, right? Then, you know, Prosser was the key. And years later, passed the laws that would be able to prosecute Prosser. He admitted, yeah, man, we cheated. I showed Scott Walker how to do it. Do you guys know that? You don't care, right? If you're a Republican, because all the things they did made the state great again, right? Right down from Prosser calling the Chief Justice a, you know what, a biatch, man, really? And that you guys think that that's cool now, right? How degraded the minds of so many people in Wisconsin, and it's because of the propaganda and your fake news that you guys are always talking. That's what you watch, okay? Anybody that has to stand up there and say, "Oh, the news is lying," like your beast Trump, which is just a joke, really. I mean. For the rest of us, would have been indicted a long time ago. But all you followers think that's cool. And he wouldn't have lunch with you. Well, maybe at McDonald's. This is just sad watching how bad this country really is and the truth of it. And people don't want to own up to it, man.
Hey, I got one for you. A little comparison, right? You know, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi's kind of journey and what they labeled her as, you know, from housewife to her housekeeper.
Or she have several maids or what?
I don't know. Whatever you said. But you know, I think I heard one for Roji, you know, Ron Johnson. It was from leaf raker to U.S. Senator.
Yes, exactly. And the one who said he would never lie to you. And all he does is lie. Okay. And I got to laugh because, you know, what am I going to just lose my mind? Which kind of leads me to the point where people always try to equate people and with marijuana use and violence. I'm going to tell you right now, that's the least likely time for me to try and do something like that. I'm just not going to give up the freedom I'm feeling after that.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody who...
Oh, there's people that commit violent crimes surrounded by marijuana because it's not legal and regulated everywhere. Then you wouldn't have that, right?
Right. But I've not seen people that are, you know, have partaken in marijuana and are angry and violent. I haven't really seen that.
What should we do? Should we go get a bag of chips or just sit here? But no, hey,
but
that
alcohol,
doesn't
hey,
do that
for
to
it,
me
right?
necessarily. And it doesn't do that. That's just one of the, you know, I guess that could be a side effect, but that's just the stereotype of everything.
Well, yeah.
Zero people died again last year from marijuana use. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like you were saying before, alcohol. Well, hey, we got alcohol left and right, baby. But what we know that people get violent, you know.
And ain't nothing more likely to destroy a family than alcohol abuse, right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And, of course, narcotics, the legal ones that people shouldn't be using because they're dangerous, but then they get addicted, and then, you know, those two. These are truths that your legislators will not face, okay? They will not go against the Tavern League in Wisconsin. Progressives will because, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you want to be able to have the freedom to choose. But we don't even have the freedom to choose in Wisconsin whether we'd rather use marijuana or alcohol. But decriminalizing it, making it, look, it needs to be made legal, all right? It's wintertime, and there's really not too many states I can drive to safely to go get any now.
I mean, it's so weird because of the financial aspect, right? It just makes good business sense for the state, and they still don't want to do it. I just don't get the resistance to it, especially since, you know, there's so much about, you know, people's choice and freedom and that stuff, right?
God-given choice, man.
Yeah.
We'll be judged later, but not by you clowns. Not me, man.
Did God create weed, too? Or, I mean...
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be, per se, manufactured. In fact, if you just leave it alone, growing in some of the nicest climates...
Oh!
See, that's going to be a lot better than that stuff they're selling us. Okay? A lot better. That's it. We call that one hit. Weed, right? And then you just like that stuff. You're not going to drive on that. You're going to be somewhere already preparing to enjoy the ride. And that's just been my experience.
Yeah. Well, the template's there, right?
They talk about how strong weed is now, and they're wrong. I'm telling you, when I was 17, I had to like skip classes after smoking, you know, because it's just too paranoid.
Well, put in the same protections that you have and regulations and laws that you have related to other things like substances like alcohol. And the template's already there. It's not even hard. All you do is make it legal and you put an age on it and you put some, you know, don't drive when you're influenced by it. I mean, come on, man.
Marijuana has the downsides to it, which where you're just using it to bury all the things that you don't want to deal with. And I did that in my life at times, but now I just let it flow, baby. I'm old.
People do that with alcohol too, though, Mike, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah,
know,
well, I'm not... I don't I miss that don't. Stuff at all.
No, I get that, but it's the same thing that happens. So I just...
But it is poison, point, you know. I mean, chemically, it's poison, people. You can actually die drinking too much of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sure I pushed the limits many times, but I was always one of these guys that, you know, was on my side or stomach when I was throwing up, so I never choked to death on it. We come back, man, 844-967-2789. Kind of quiet out there. Is it all these interceptions that quarterbacks in Wisconsin keep throwing? You know, I watched the Bucks. Ooh, they kind of collapsed at the end, but they still, you know, they haven't played with a full roster, but Philly was missing some key guys, and when the number one guy of the first half went down, I thought, well, this should be easy.
Yeah. But basketball's a series game, not a one-game playoff,
man,
right?
Man, so there's like 82 games, and the Bucks just getting started, and yeah, they'll be in the playoffs. Just get healthy. I think a healthy Bucks team, everybody knows nobody can beat that team. Stand up for the truth. Kick some ass on the people that think they carry the power in this country. It's disturbing as hell. And this music was right on, and it is now. Did you say we got callers or not yet? Maybe we won't. 844-967-2789. Maybe nobody wants to tell the truth out there today.
Well, people don't always have to call. Sometimes they can leave a sign, right? Or something like that?
Sure. Oh, you mean outside? No, not yet. Oh, I'm not
okay,
ready
okay.
for that.
Oh, you're not ready. Okay.
No, I'm still celebrating some of the other things. One that I saw today, and I hope it's true, is that James Clyburn is also stepping down out of the power seat in the Democratic Congress.
Hey. Okay.
Really? Oh, you mean the guy that lied to the people in South Carolina and said, "This Bernie Sanders is a nightmare, man. He's, you black people, you got to go with the other way." Yeah. Yeah, except that was a lie. See, and that was one of the things. You know, that's what gets me so angry about getting kicked off Facebook for fighting with Democrats that are bigger up than me. Oh, boy. You know, because they like to turn me in more than anybody. Sometimes it makes me wonder, is it harder for me to reach people that are totally out of the realm of truth on the right? But no, every time I talk about Bernie Sanders, you know, that kind of, you know, that resonated because we the people, as L.A. Tom likes to say. Well, it's time for we the people to do something about it. Because all the people I've mentioned that, you know, and that, like I said, I hate to use this against other legislators. There should be some kind of method of pay for the legislators that are actually doing what the highest percentage of the people in the country would like to see done, right? And the ones that obstructed it, don't listen, terminology like gridlock. It's not gridlock when the Congress and Senate don't work together. Are you kidding me? That's not gridlock. There's just so many things that you guys bite on, okay? That's obstruction. That's obstruction of the people's will. That's what gridlock in our legislature is. And what it usually means is that one side is trying to take it even further away from the people, and the other one is stopping it, and they're, that's called gridlock? That's called saving our ass, if you ask me. I could never vote for a Republican. How could I? There's nothing real about it at this point. I never would my entire life, except for the one time our friend Arthur ran against Scott Walker in a primary, and you know what? If we'd have done that, if everybody would have done that, Walker would have lost. Okay, wouldn't have mattered which Democrat got 13 votes more than the other ones that were in it. Anything was better than Scott Walker. But no, not in Wisconsin. You know, that's just nonsense, right? Pizza Box, you're crazy.
What a stain. What a stain he is on our state, man.
Yeah, what a stain he was on. Never mind.
And then he got washed out like a stain so quickly.
Sure after, he did. Sure he did. I helped. You just go ask him. After what we did to him down in Iowa, going in there in the lead in the fight for 15, which I'm wearing in honor of some of my friends that were here this week to you know, demonstrate outside of the Starbucks, the one that already supported the employees, if I'm not mistaken, as a symbol that, you know, they should unify. Union. See, unify is a good thing.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are always talking about divisiveness. Well, they're the ones that use all the tactics to do it. All the way back to Scott Walker, passing laws after he broke the law, and then kind of like, you know, making them retroactive. So you committed it was illegal last year, well, we got your ass covered here. We got a crooked Supreme Court to do it, too. There shouldn't be any judges that are Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah,
they should be United States or state Supreme Court justices protecting everyone's freedom, you freaking clowns. I almost did it, dude.
Whew, I was ready.
F you guys. I don't care.
Hey, before we move on from Walker, so what were you saying? Because I didn't know you back then when he thought he was big time, right? And he was going to go run for president. What'd you think of that, man? What was your reaction to that?
Let's go down there and show the Iowa people what Scott Walker's really about. We had help from people from Illinois there, too. I mean, you know, the protests in Wisconsin were a great thing. It's just too bad that we had too many crooked judges and legislators and dividing the state up to where, you know, it's a 50-50 state. Right? Mitch McConnell, American people, said 50-50. And it was a really cool meme. I put it out. It had this turtle looking out the window, a real turtle looking out the window. Mitch McConnell wondering what happened in the Senate. Well, I heard some people when I was working today, some better off opportunity students than some of the others, talking about, yeah, it's just too bad we didn't get the Senate. And I'm wearing the colors of the job, so I can't really say anything. But I thought it. Good luck to you guys when your money doesn't work for anything. Well, I mean, we're headed that way. But everybody that I've mentioned, you know, that negative things and or my pleasure in them stepping down is because they've obstructed for poor people, man. Healthcare, education, clean air and water. Even though they cry about it, they won't go the full way to make it happen. Never have. Poor people are the ones that are supposed to be this Christian nation, right? Evangelicals. Vote for somebody that openly lies in front of you and everyone. And you think it's about winning? When did lying ever win something, man? Cheating, lying, cheating, stealing. Can't be trusted. I always thought those were like the things they talked about in church not to be. Now, I didn't quit going to church because I didn't think they were right. I quit going because I knew they weren't practicing what they preach. This makes sense. Jesus didn't like that crap either, right? Turn over the tables. You're making money off this. And it's not the truth. When it isn't involved in the truth, I just don't want much to do with it anymore. Now, of course, if I need to do something so that I don't go to prison for the rest of my life, being that this fascist nation, which it almost turned, didn't it? It almost turned. Of course, It's been fascist here in Wisconsin for quite some time. To think that slaves that were free came here and hid in tunnels in as close as Milton, Wisconsin. But they still had to hide in Wisconsin because, oh yeah, this wasn't a freedom state, really. Not really. Free if you decide to join our culture, and only then.
Hey, I want to go back to what you were talking about before, because Brian, one of our partners here at the station, Madison Computer Works, Brian was in today, was on my show, and one thing he talked about before is I was just getting to know more about him and his motivations, is he's like, you know, one of the most important things to me is healthcare. You know, how are we not providing healthcare for everyone? How is we as a civilized country not have that available when basically every other country has figured out how to do it in some form or fashion, and we just won't provide it for our people here? So then all it takes, Mike, right, is like one thing, one big thing, and you can be knocked out. You can be knocked out financially. You can be just taken down, like that.
You mean like Twitter? Yeah, I know when to stick it in, don't I? That guy's nuts.
But I mean, healthcare, man. Come on. Like, it's
healthcare, my cats.
Come on.
Can get better healthcare than almost every human on the planet, and it doesn't cost nearly as much, man. It'd be like, you know, one that costs $70,000 for a human, especially if you don't have insurance, then it's going to be even more, right? Yeah, $1,000? $700? Good kitty. It's easier for me to take care of animals. And why not? They're so innocent and so sweet. They keep me going, I got nothing but angels for my pets. How much time do we got? I got time to take Wisco before the night. Plenty of time. Wisco Paul, how do you like the change in weather, climate change, Great Lakes kind of snowdrop? Woo.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Climate change is something the GOP does not care about. Very sad. I'm a little bit older than you, but when we were young, they figured out DDT was bad. It killed all the eagles, and atrazine got in the water and
gave frogs three eyes.
Right. Yeah, or worse. And today we sit here with forever chemicals and nothing. And it's in almost all the drinking water, it's to some extent, in this state. So it just amazes me that the GOP worries about all this stuff that really doesn't matter as much as the environment, and they just let it go. You know, I say this every week on your show, clean air, clean water. If we don't have that, you know, have you ever seen a river? I've never seen the Mississippi almost dry up, for one thing, in my lifetime. The Colorado River, I mean, it's forest fires. So nobody could tell me it's not changing. I don't know how many billion people are on the planet, so that's a whole other story. But for goodness sakes, nothing's going to get done, is it, Mike? I mean, the bottom line is the GOP, they're going to focus on Hunter Biden or some stupid stuff like that and forget about the, you know, environment. Biden's trying to do something about it today, but, you know, you listen to GOP calling, they want this pipelines, and for goodness sake, solar works, wind works. They just don't want to do it, Mike, and it just drives me nuts because I would like my grandkids, you know, to have an environment that's sustainable. You know, there's nowhere else to go. So with that, I've said my piece on that today. Almost every Saturday I use your show for a sounding voice, and sometimes I feel it just falls on deaf ears. So thanks for your show, Mike. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks again for participating and feeling the same way I do, right? But, you know, the rivers. Hey, listen, when it comes to clean water that you were talking about, Wisco Paul, the Republicans go, PFA. Get it? PFA? PFA. Yeah. And I had a Republican legislator on my show, by the phone, of course, because they don't want to get any liberal stuff on them, right? Yeah, now you're going to zombie out on liberal. You're going to be free. But hey, listen, this is rivers in China, like 40 of them drying up, France, UK. It's the biggest drought we've ever had, like in the south part of the country, where Arkansas and Missouri and Texas and Oklahoma, you know, that's like the biggest drought we've had in I don't know how long, man. But well, before any of us, let's put it that way. We got time for another call, don't I? 2 minutes. Al from DeForest. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got one for you. So, I've been I've been listening to this stuff about viruses and how they're coming back so much earlier and stuff now. Now, and I don't know a lot about it. I'll be the first one to admit it. But my understanding was with that stuff, it's very temperature sensitive. I'm wondering if just the amount of temperature that the world has gone up already, if that ain't enough already to start giving these viruses a kick in the hind end to get them going. And that the warmer it gets, the worse these viruses are going to get too.
Absolutely.
How's that one?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the destruction of nature is first and foremost the cause of all this by man. There's no other way about it. No other way about it. Anything else, Al?
Right now the snow is blowing hard enough.
I see it.
Yeah. it just went almost like visibility went down almost nothing.
Well, yeah. Thanks a lot. And I saw some of the pictures out there in New York where they could see it, you know, like several hundred yards away, just coming down in blankets and nothing there. Yeah, we'll be back. Last segment. Fastest hour in radio, man. No, go ahead, play some music, man. Because look at Sly and the Family Stone. People wonder why I listened to this as a kid. Wake up, man. Get woke. You don't have to die before you live. Oh. we the people are the underdog. We shouldn't be. We got them smoked. We got all kinds of back. We got reserves, man. We got people piled up behind each other. Those legislators I whined about, oh, they have access and opportunity for the rest of their lives. They got a pension they can live on. It's never enough for most of them. They got to have extra houses and jets, and they're bought and paid for, man. They are bought and paid for. Hey, let's not forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. And all you got to do is go to jeffsguitar.com. See all those fine videos, the guitars that he's built and sells. Music lessons, yeah, repairs. And last but not least, gift certificates. Good all year long. And you know what? It's like Christmas time, right? Looks like we got people lining up. You got anybody set up on there? Is Larry ready? I'm going with Larry, David. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
No, Larry. Jean from Eau Claire.
Gee, yeah, man.
Hi.
Is it snowing there right now?
No, it hasn't snowed this morning, just a little tiny bit. So, but the sky is really clouding up, so maybe we're going to get some more.
I'm guessing you might. And we're getting a little lake effect snow here in Madison right now. And, you know, they didn't have all this. It wasn't supposed to be every day this week, just a couple days. And I think there's going to be more in Michigan before this is done, because when this gets on the other side of Lake Michigan, look out.
Yeah, you know, though, you know, climate change, you know, we're just imagining it. You know, it's so chaotic and unrealistic and unreality, the Republicans, how they just love to lie. I mean, you know, when we see the attack, you know, every time I think of that gull darn Johnson from Wisconsin.
Hey, he'll never lie to you. Why do you say that?
Oh, it's just sick, you know. And every time I think of Mandela Barnes, the really great guy, and all those dirty, rotten ads, I just get furious. And I get really ticked off because we don't have any way to protest or, you know, to hold those people accountable for dirty, rotten lies that impact our representation. There's got to be something done. But hopefully, in the future, we're going to get those, you know, what's out of office, because they do not deserve to be in there. And they just work for, you know, Koch brothers and the wealthy people, and they could care less about the environment. And we know that is a fact. But as soon as people give up their Republican religion, you know, I think our state and our country will be a lot better off, because they need to wake up, because they use religion as a crutch and really and truly a lot of blasphemy. So anyway, thank you so much for all you do, Peace Box Mike. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate it. But there is something we can do, Jeannie. Oh, yeah. I'm planning on being at the Capitol. Well, I'm sure Robin Voss is not going to change the schedule he's had for legislation, especially under a Democratic governor, to a week in January, February, and March. And that's it. So let's turn it up on them. It's going to be really cold. We might as well warm ourselves outside the chambers when they have to close them, because we're too loud and obnoxious to let them do it without the whole world seeing it again. And that's we the people. That's what we have to do. And I'm going to. I'm hoping others do. I don't know. North and South Joe, can you be there?
Yes, I am flying in today.
Yeah, man. Well, I hope you land safely. It's snowing right now.
Yeah, you know, man, I'll tell you what. I just want to remind everybody out there that this, what you were talking about, is a really big thing. To have the Democratic leadership collectively step down in the House, it
kumbaya. Kumbaya.
What comes after that? If it's Hakeem Jeffries, it's all the same trash that we've been peddling. It's, you know, I mean, God bless everybody who thinks it's a GOP nightmare. We grow GOP nightmares when we show up as weak-ass Democrats. We need muscular Democrats, muscular policy, like you were talking about. We got super majorities when it comes to single payer. We've got super majorities when we talk about, like, strong communities and building elder care, child care, you name it, man. But it's like Barack Obama going to Flint, Michigan, drinking a glass of water, saying, yeah, it's all good here. We're good.
Yeah, I was there in Flint with the Fight for 15, passing out water to people in the community. And it was cold and icy. Hey, anyway, welcome back to Wisconsin.
Well, I was just kidding. I am I am not playing. Oh, sorry.
Well, you might later. We'll see. We'll see if we've got free tickets to fly here when the protests open up. Thanks for calling, Joe.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah. Look. It's time for we the people to have access to all the stuff that's supposed to make this like the greatest nation in the world. Because quite honestly, it's not even close to that, people. It's a great nation for those that have access and privilege, and there's just been way too much of that. Okay, that's how we got to where we are. If you're going into office because it puts you on easy street, then we need to change that. And what we should do is, again, based on performance, based on what the people think they should get paid, that it, they get to decide on their own raises. They get to raise their per diem, which is, you know, anytime I check into on one of those days that Robin Voss has us scheduled, you know, I'll just claim that. I don't even know what it is now. It's probably more than 140, you know, inflation, right? That's another word that they got you on. It's not inflation. Okay, it's greed. It's price gouging. It's the greatest profits they've ever had. And it started in COVID. So knock it off, man. Stop being stupid about all this stuff.
Wealth distribution, right? Isn't that all it is?
Yeah, you know, yeah, there's some more trickle down there, right? Just these billionaires and millionaires, they work so hard, people. You know, they create these wonderful jobs that families can't live on. And you call this the greatest nation. I live better now on disability with, you know, with part-time and you know, my cancer check every month, like I like to call it. I still can't believe I'm laughing with all the ailments I have, but it doesn't seem to be overtaking me. I don't know what it is. I'm one of the lucky ones. But, you know, the truth shall set you free. And that's what set me free. I'm not a liar, man. I'm just living it. I'm just seeing it as I see it. Well, I don't know if I can take this last call. We're just about done, aren't we? I don't know if that's a Scott Klug or not. But, hey, man, if that's a Scott Klug Republican, give me a call next week, man. I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. And unlike what CJ put in that sign up there talking about the big guy and AG not, you know, accountability and Biden this and bought by China, that's your orange beast, dude. See you next week outside the Pizza Box, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Devil Radio in Madison, 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw. Caw-caw! I didn't tell any lies today. None.